Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, me again, and I'm back.
Guys, and welcome to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Again, thank you guys for listening to the show. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Call in, talk about whatever you want. Remember, today is Free Fall Friday. All lines are open for you for you guys to call in, talk about whatever you want. I don't care. It's your show. Today is free. And what I mean by free is it's open to everyone. Anyone can call in and talk about any subject. I don't have a particular subject on Friday, so whatever you guys want to talk about, let's do it. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Those of you who are listening via cell phone, thank you guys for listening in. And those who are listening via my show page at blogtalkradio.com, thank you guys for listening in to the show as well. If you are on my show page online, you should see an icon there that says follow this show. Go ahead and click on that icon and set it up however you want to be able to follow the show on a daily basis at Blog Talk Radio. Now, I also promote the show on Facebook. If you have a Facebook account, go into your Facebook account, type in the search box, The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show on Facebook, and go ahead and do your thing there. Become friends of the show and get daily show notes. All right. Also on Twitter, we have a Twitter page. We're on Twitter at The Frank W Show. Twitter at The Frank W Show. All right. So that means whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, or Blog Talk Radio, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Okay? Again, thank you guys for listening in. 818-301-5834. Now, again, today is Free Fall Friday. I'm going to kick it off with this. I'll give you guys the weather. It's going to be warm again today. There's a little bit of overcast, but as far as weather, it should be pretty nice today. It's about a 20 to 30% chance of rain. It's going to be around 80, high 80s today. So it should be a great Friday. Now, tomorrow and Sunday is going to be pretty much the same. A little bit of an overcast, but it's going to be almost 90 degrees on both days. That means that you guys should be able to enjoy the outside, the picnics, or the cookouts, whatever you're going to do for the holiday, you guys should be able to work it out with no problem, okay? Just keep in mind that at any time a shower could come through. It'll probably be a very brief shower, but just keep that in mind that the showers may come just a little bit, okay? Keep that in mind for this weekend. Now, something else. Again, it's Free Fall Friday. You guys can call into the show at any time if you want to talk. But I wanted to say a couple of things about the NCAA football. Some of you guys know that the Heisman Trophy winner from last year, Johnny Manziel. Now, he took money to autograph memorabilia. We know that. But the NCAA says that they don't have any evidence that he took money. So they're only going to suspend him for a half a game. That means their first game on tomorrow, he's going to sit out for the first half, and then he's going to play the second half of the game and the rest of the season. Now, if you don't have any evidence that he took money, then why are you suspending him for half a game? And you know, so if you don't have any evidence, how can you lock a person up? If the police doesn't have any evidence against you that you committed this crime, how can they give you jail time? I know some people out there that are in jail for the wrong reason. But if they don't have any evidence against you, you went to trial, whatever, then can't give you the jail time. So if the NCAA say that they don't have any evidence against Manziel, the Heisman Trophy winner from last year, then you can't suspend him. Why are you suspending him when you don't have any evidence against him? I don't understand. Somebody explain that to me. Because I don't understand. I don't understand that. And, you know, I was telling the guy the other day, I wish I was a fly on the wall in some of those, in this particular NCAA meeting. I'd like to hear what they have to say. You know, what's their reasoning for this? Now, like I said before, and I did a show on this. Now, Reggie Bush won the Heisman Trophy a few years ago. Now, after he gone pro and all, and they were still investigating him for taking money, then once they found out that he took money, then they took his Heisman Trophy back. He was already gone from college and in the pros. Now they go and take his Heisman Trophy back. Hey, Reggie, we're going to need that trophy back. We found out that you took some money from some boosters at USC. So we're going to ask you to give the trophy back. And so the trophies, the Heisman Trophy for that year is vacant. There's no name on the Heisman Trophy for that year because he took money from boosters out at USC. Now, I'm comparing this to Manziel because we know Manziel took money. They know Manziel took money. Who in their right minds would sit in their hotel room and I don't know if it was a hotel room on all three occasions, but I know one occasion he was in a hotel room signing memorabilia to be sold. Okay, so why would you sign, as they say, 4,000 pieces of memorabilia without being paid for it? Why? What's your reasoning for that? What's the compensation for that? What is it? That was compensation for it because I know that, you know, people are do just about anything for money. Although we heard that his family's pretty, you know, got some money, but still, it's his mom and dad's money, not his. So, I believe he took money. And I believe it's going to come out at some point. But what's going to happen? Is he still going to get slapped on the wrist? Say, bad Johnny, bad Johnny. We're going to give you a half a game suspension. Go out and play the rest of the season. We want you to play this game with Alabama because it's going to be the highest rated game probably in NCAA history. We're going to make some money, money, money. That's what it's about. It's all about money, guys. These schools are making millions of dollars on these from these student athletes. Well, the student athletes can't even go to the go down the street to the local hamburger joint and get a free hamburger. If the people at the hamburger joint wants to give them a free hamburger, what's the big deal? I can't accept gifts. Come on, man. Y'all accepting gifts? The coaches accept gifts. Why aren't they under these kind of rules? Guys making millions of dollars every year from these kids. And you aren't compensating them in any way? How are they getting a free education? Let me tell you something. Out of the, I don't know how many players each team is allowed to carry for the season. But out of the seniors on that team, I guarantee you 50 to 60% of them, and it may be higher, don't graduate. Don't get a degree. Frank, that's their fault. Yeah, to a certain extent, it is their fault. But when you're in college, what do you need? You need money. You need cash to just to stay stress-free. I know when I was in college, I couldn't do anything because of money. I didn't have the money. And so that was my problem. Okay, you always thinking about money, how to get some money. It's no different with these guys. Yeah, they student athletes, they supposed to get a free education, but that didn't happen. You know, and then you put them out there and they're risking their lives, frankly, for you. And you make millions of dollars from that. And you wonder why some of these guys, football players and all, get in trouble. Stealing and robbing. They're broke. They're dead broke. NCAA, you're going to have to figure out some kind of way to give these folks money. You're going to have to figure out some kind of way to bust into that bank account, that huge bank account that you guys are carrying around all the time, and give these guys some money. Keep them out of trouble. You can do that. Just figure it out. It burns me up from, you know, because of the way that these kids are being treated. White, black, Chinese, I don't care. They are being treated like, I wouldn't say slaves. But I would say that they're all being treated like pieces of meat. Each year you're out there looking for the fastest, strongest, biggest guy in high school that you can bring into your program and make your program rise up. You want that TV money, Division I schools, millions of dollars. The NCAA football is, I guarantee you, over $1 billion a year moneymaker. If they can afford to pay the coaches $4-5 million a year to coach, and he gets a radio show, some of them get a TV show. I know a few that had sports, the retail store for sports. You know, they had a retail store. And the wing coach had a retail store, sporting goods store. That's what you call it, a sporting goods store. And they're making money outside of the money that they're making from coaching football. So why can't the players do that? Okay, the NCAA is selling my jersey. I have the number 25 jersey. Everybody knows who I am in college football. Okay? You don't even have to put my name on the back. I'm a Georgia player. Number 25, you don't even have to put a name on my back because I'm the running back. I know everyone knows who I am. So this number 25 jersey is being sold all over the United States by the NCAA. They're making money from a jersey that I wear every game. But if I wanted to take my jersey, or if a kid, or if someone came to me and said, hey, Frank, can you sign my jersey? If you sign it, I give you $20. $20, man, come on. Scribble. Give me my $20. I'll take that all day. And so will these young football players. But according to the NCAA, quote unquote, that's against the rules, unquote. So something's not right here. And this is why everyone try to sneak around and do things without them knowing. Because it's a bunch of crap what they're doing. And until all these old white guys sit on this board, die off or resign from their positions, this is how it's going to be. Okay? This is how it's going to be. It's just like being a racist. You aren't born a racist. You're not. God didn't put you here to be a racist. Okay? You didn't come out of the womb as a racist. That was taught to you by someone. Whether it was mom, dad, aunt, uncle, granddad, grandpa, whatever, whoever did it. They taught you how to be a racist. Not something that you come out of the womb and you're a racist. That isn't happening. These college kids, they aren't coming out of the womb as football players. Someone teaching them how to play football, how to be a football player. Somebody taught them that. You know? But you guys trying to take all that away. Let these boys be boys. Y'all need to give them money. Period. I guarantee you, the crime rate amongst Division I athletes would go way down if these guys had money. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Call in. It's Free Fall Friday where all lines are open for all subjects. Okay? Now, something else that disturbed me. I was coming home this morning. I didn't get in till around 2 this morning. But as I was coming in, for some reason, I came down 20. I got on I-20. I just didn't want to take the back roads coming home last night, so I came all the way up to 20 to come home. Now, you guys may know that when you get off the exit of 285 to get on to 20, going west, that curve you get when you get on 20. As soon as I got on that curve, came up the hill, you know how the hill comes, you come up the hill to go towards Fulton Industrial, okay? And when I get to the top of the hill, all brake lights, all lanes blocked. There was an accident. So they had all lanes blocked. Now, we're just sitting, right, on 20 at 2 in the morning. And finally, the police opens up one lane. And if you guys know anything about this area near Fulton Industrial on I-20, that's just an exit-only lane. On the right, on the far right. So they open up that one lane to let us exit off the highway and get back on. Y'all with me? The accident was right there at the exit. It wasn't, on the exit or nothing like that. It was on the highway, but it was, it was right at the exit. So I'm coming down to the right there where they got flares and everything down. I'm coming down, and I get to the wreck. This car is crumbled, smashed. The roof is down. I mean, and I didn't see any more cars that were involved. I only saw that car. But just before I saw the car, the body was still laying on the highway. They had it covered up with a white sheet, but the body was still on the highway. I just want to say my prayer go out to the family of the victim, and I hope you guys, I wish you well. I know it's a tough time for you, but I wish you well. Today's show was brought to you by our sponsor, CPA, on duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, or corporate accounting, even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on duty can help you with any and all of your needs. 770-732-0244. This Frank, I'm over and I'm out. Have a great weekend, guys. It's the holiday.
You to see. say I got to be me. You'll never be in doubt, that's what it's all about. You can't take me for granted and smile. Count my days, I'm gone, forget it reaches me by phone. Because I promise I'll be gone for a while. That you have been the kind of person that you really are now. We got to get in straight. How could I ever be late when you're my woman taking up my time? Oh, how could you ever allow? I wonder how I would get out of pocket the fun. I wish I could get